You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So following on from our earlier coverage throughout the week, we've been discussing environment and policies leading up to the election. Today I spoke with Director of Energy at Auckland University, Basil Sharp, and I asked him to explain the state of energy within New Zealand.
In terms of electricity, New Zealand is really well positioned in moving into sustainable electricity production. I mean, currently we're sitting at around 80% of our electricity is coming from renewable sources, and the work that we've been doing, if we include additional investment in wind, geothermal, and with increased solar penetration, I think we're well positioned to reach government's target of 90% by 2025.
And so what are these unrenewable sources that we're going to at the minute?
Well, the non-renewables, and these are going to be important, so importantly gas. So as we increase our reliability on intermittent sources such as wind and solar in the future, then we are going to need dispatchable electricity, and that's going to be mainly from wind. But increasingly, we're going to rely upon our hydro system too, because hydro lakes can kind of act as a kind of a battery when our wind is not blowing and the sun is not shining.
And how does the non-renewable gas impact our environment?
In terms of greenhouse gas emissions, a gas relative to coal contributes less to our CO2 emissions. So I think, and then when you balance that out against the emissions that come from geothermal, which are very low, wind basically none, solar none, hydro none, in terms of the average, it's very, very low.
And why do you think it is that we're still resorting to these kinds of non-renewable sources?
Well, we really need gas as a dispatchable source. So, as I mentioned earlier, I mean, if the wind is not blowing, I mean, our wind capacity in New Zealand are currently operated about 45% of the time. So, relative to other countries, we're really well placed. Our wind resources are in comparison with other countries, are outstanding. And so there's great potential there. But for that, 50% of the time when we can't rely on wind, or the wind farms are not injecting electricity into the grid, then we're going to have to rely on other sources, and that's where gas comes into play.
So I know this isn't your area of expertise, but politically, how do you think energy is coming into play leading up to the political election?
Well, I think the big challenge I think that we have in New Zealand, the current challenge, is in the distribution of electricity, and our lines companies that have built their business models around distributing electricity to households and end users. The world is changing, so we're moving into a digital environment where smart metering comes into play. We've got situations where households now are investing in solar electricity or solar energy, and building business models in a cope with these distributed sources of electricity, and the digital environment that we're moving into, I think is going to be a big challenge for lines companies going forward. And so that's going to have implications for policy and issues around pricing, access to resources, and so on.
Mm-hmm. There was an issue a little while back in which solar users petitioned an extra tax and lost that. Is that something that you think has grounds?
I don't. I guess I don't see a role here for government intervention other than creating a playing field where people that are generating electricity for their own personal consumption is fine. If they want to feed their surplus back into the local networks, then I think it's reasonable that the lines companies can extract a charge for the utilisation of their assets. I don't personally see a role for taxes, subsidies in this particular area at all. I think we should be relying upon market mechanisms and fair pricing with respect to the utilisation of resources.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.